Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." And all God's people said, amen to that. Well, good to see you. Good Thursday morning, this July 16th, 2020. This is Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, I'm the Friends part. And I have the wonderful privilege each and every Thursday of sitting behind this microphone and being the guest host for Mark and Friends. So thank you for allowing me to do it. I got my cup of coffee here. I got God's Word over here. And I'm hanging out with you. I'll tell you what a great way to start my day, that's for sure. Well, friend, I hope you're having a blessed week. It seems like this is funny, but it's not. You know, it's one of those. It seems like a couple of times a year, this is so frustrating, a couple of times a year our credit card gets compromised. You know, they're somewhere along the way. I have no idea. So it was compromised yet again this week, and so a lot of money, unauthorized money, was taken out of our account. And so we're, you know, going through the hoops again. And so it really is, it's frustrating. But, you know, I'm reminded, as it says in Psalm 100, that the Lord is good. Oh, friend, we have a reason to praise him, even when our credit card gets compromised. So, well, friend, other than that, my week is coming along quite well. Our parent organization, the Great News Radio Media Group, is hosting a special bus trip to Philadelphia. It's the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus trip. It's coming up later on this fall, September 27th through October 2nd. It's 6 days, 5 nights on a deluxe motor coach to Philadelphia and back, with some great hotel accommodations and meals as well. It's a great opportunity to be on a fun adventure, make some lifelong friendships, and special days of learning are captured as well, and experience a bunch of food and interesting people and places along the way. If you want to get more information about the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus trip that this ministry will be hosting a little bit later on this fall, just call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and let them know you want to get more details on the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus trip. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about God's faithfulness. I'll tell you what, friend, if we talked about God's faithfulness, it would be a conversation that would never end. Amen. So we're going to be taking a look at Lamentations chapter 3. Great is your faithfulness. Coming up right after this on Mark and Friends.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you be the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power.
Listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday. It's Joey Kroll guest hosting today, and there's a story been told of Thomas Obadiah Chisholm, who had a difficult early adult life. His health was so fragile that there were just periods of time when he was confined to a bed, unable to work. Between bouts of illness, he would have to push himself to put in extra hours at various jobs in order to make ends meet. And at the age of 27, he gave his heart to the Lord, and he found great comfort in the scriptures and the fact that God was faithful to be his strength in time of illness and weakness and to provide for his needs. And one of his favorite Bible verses was Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23. It says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because of his compassions they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And while he was away from home on a missions trip, Thomas often wrote to one of his good friends, William Runyon, and several poems were exchanged in these letters. And Runyon found one of William's poems so moving that he decided to compose a musical score to accompany the lyrics. And "Great is thy faithfulness" was published in 1923. The song goes, "Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." And if you have your Bibles today, we're going to take a look at Lamentations chapter 3. And we're going to be talking about "Great is your faithfulness." Now, if you ever study the book of Lamentations, it's kind of a series of lament and songs of mourning. They were written really out of pain when Jerusalem was invaded and destroyed, but it could have been prevented. Jeremiah warned the nation to turn from their ways, but they refused, and so God disciplined the nation, and Jeremiah was part of that. He was part of the nation. He was not only mourning what was taking place, but he was mourning as a leader. This could have been prevented. And in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "I am a man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath." And he goes and talks about just a series of different items that had taken place in Lamentations 3. For instance, verse 4 says, "He has made my skin and flesh grow old, and he has broken my bones." And verse 13, he says, "He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver. I've become a laughingstock to all my people. They mock me in song all day long. He has filled me with bitter herbs and given me gall to drink." And he goes on to say in verse 16, "He has broken my teeth and gravel. He has trampled me in the dust." And he goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And we come to verse 21 of Lamentations chapter 3. "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And so, friend, Jeremiah did a few different things. First of all, he recalled his heartaches. Verse 1, it says, in Lamentations 3, I am a man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. And so those tragic events of when Jerusalem was invaded and destroyed would not have occurred if the people had listened to Jeremiah and obeyed God's word. Jeremiah had faithfully proclaimed God's message for 40 years, and yet the nation had turned a deaf ear. And let me tell you something, dear friend, a good pastor, a good shepherd hurts when his people are hurting. A good pastor is one who weeps when sin and pain is in the lives of his people. And this was Jeremiah. He was looking back. He was lamenting. And so he recalled his heartache. But friend, he also recalled God's faithfulness. Look at Lamentations 3:21. It says, but this I called to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Friend, it's okay to identify with the pain. It's okay to identify with the problems. It's okay to identify with all your hurt. It's okay to affirm all that. But friend, we are never to stay there. We're never to stay there, because you will become bitter. You will become consumed. You will be consumed with depression, overwhelmed with hopelessness. And so Jeremiah, yes, he identified. Yes, he focused on the heartache. But friend, he also focused on God's love, his mercies, and his faithfulness. And so today we're going to be talking about God's faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful, dear friend, to provide for us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus said, hey, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body or what you will put on. Is life more than food and the body more than clothing? And he goes on to say, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more valuable than they? I'll tell you what, I love sitting on my front porch. I absolutely love it. We got bird feeders. We got a hummingbird feeder. We got bird seed feeder. And I just love watching the birds. That has become a hobby of mine. I absolutely love it. I remember a couple of months ago, Aubrey and I, we were sitting on the front porch. And in the middle of this pandemic, we saw the birds and we heard the birds chirping one day. And I said, sweetheart, listen to that. You hear that? The birds were just chirping and singing. I mean, they were just singing their little hearts out. And I said, Aubrey, look, in the middle of this pandemic, in the middle of the most interesting time our generation has ever seen, the birds don't even have a care in the world. Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? See, friends, some of us can look back and say, I have no idea how I made it. I have no idea how it all worked out. On paper, it made absolutely no sense. All I know that God took care of me. Friend, God is faithful to provide for us. And he's also faithful to be present with us. In Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Friend, God provides refuge and strength to his people. He does. But he also helps us in our trials. And he doesn't do this from a distance. Friend, he is right there with us to help us in our situations. And I know some of us listening today saying, wait a second, Brother Joey, where was God when this happened? Where was God when September 11th happened? Where was God when my dad walked out of my mom? Where was God when I lost my job? Where was God when I lost my family? Where was God? Fill in the blank, friend. The same place he was when Job lost everything he had. proving himself to be God despite unfortunate circumstances. The same place he was when Joseph was rotting in jail, accomplishing his perfect will. The same place he was when Moses was on the backside of the desert being prepared for greater service. The same place he was when Jonah being swallowed by a fish, learning that God's way is best. The same place he was when Paul was being stoned, shipwrecked, and imprisoned, yet being assured that all things work together for good to them who love God. Friend, God is faithful to be present with us. And friend, he's also faithful to pardon us. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. There's that word again. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friend, the good news is that when we first come to Christ and confess our sins, he forgives. He pardons. He accepts us and we become his children. And as life goes on, it is certain that we still need to come to God and confess our shortcomings and failings and sins. But friend, we could be assured that God is faithful and will forgive. Friend, he is faithful to pardon us. Acts 16:30. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said to him, believe in the Lord Jesus, watch this, and you will be saved. You will be saved. Friend, he is faithful to pardon us. We serve a faithful God. He is faithful to provide for us. He is faithful to be present with us. He is faithful to pardon us. And finally, friend, he is faithful, period. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Did you catch that, friend? When our faith grows weak, and there are seasons, right, where we're just strong and our relationship is great with the Lord, and then there are seasons where it's just dry, it's long. When our faith grows weak or even fails, God remains true to his promises. To fail to keep his promises would be for him to deny himself, and that he cannot do. He remains faithful even when we are not. Even when we're over here flopping around like a fish out of water, he remains consistent to his character. He remains true. Friend, we serve a faithful God. In closing here, Charles Spurgeon told a story of his grandfather, James Spurgeon, and about his faith in the Lord. And he said that he had a large family, very small income, but he loved the Lord and he would not give up his preaching of the gospel for anything. And so one day the cow, which the family relied on for milk, suddenly died. And James Spurgeon's wife was greatly concerned, but James Spurgeon said, sweetheart, God will provide. And I believe that if he wants us to have it, he'll send us 50 cows if he pleased. And so that same day, a group met in London, a group James Spurgeon did not know, and they wanted to help meet the needs of poor pastors. So they raised a large sum of money and began sending it to different pastors in need to help their families. And the day after his cow died, James Spurgeon received £20 in the mail, which is equivalent to anywhere between $800 to $1,000 in today's economy. Friend, you and I serve a faithful, faithful God. Great is your faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Great.